helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Now, in the house with Jared on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, hey. This is the In the House radio show here in Jacksonville, WOKV. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm getting an echo. I don't know what to do about that. But thanks for tuning in today. Is there any way to get rid of the echo?
I don't think so.
Goodness, this is crazy. Anyway, we are live here at the station. You can reach us at 855-765-1045. This is the In the House radio show brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. And you can reach the office. We do free appointments, and you can reach us at 904-222-0948.
Yeah. We're coming up on hurricane season. Are you good now?
Mine's better. I'm better. Oh, okay. I can hear now.
Yeah,
it was terrible, everyone. I'm sorry to do that, but what it was doing is everything I was saying
like
was feeding, echoing, and I couldn't do it right, so I apologize for that. The In the House radio show is all about your questions, so we'd love to talk to you. So if you have any questions, you can reach us at 855-765-1045. Anything having to do with home improvement, having to do with roofing, fixing up your house, putting in some doors, air conditioning, heating, whatever you have, and you have a honey-do list by your spouse or someone wants you to do some project this weekend. We'd also want to talk today somewhat about getting ready for hurricane season. It's coming up the 1st of June. And before we get into that, though, I'd like to recognize this Memorial Day weekend, all of those who have served our country and live there in the Jacksonville area that are serving our country. I am currently I'm a Vietnam vet myself, and I'm grateful for all of my friends who have served and the families of people that support our vets, and I'm so grateful for that, and I'm grateful for those that are listening, and thanks for those people this weekend.
It's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
To go off, and I mean, especially with your generation, a lot of the guys, I mean, think about it. It's May, it's graduation season. You know, imagine graduating high school and going directly into the military and then immediately going into a war.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable sacrifice.
That's what I did in 1966, graduated high school, turned 18, and joined the Army all in 1 week. A year later, I was in Vietnam, 1967 and 1968. And so grateful for the man that made me into and the great person that I'm grateful to be because of my service to my country, and I'm grateful for that. And all of you that are served and the families of those, thanks for your sacrifice. We really, really appreciate it. All right, today's show is we want to talk to you about whatever you have on your to-do list this weekend.
Yeah.
And any questions that you have, we'd like to talk to you about that.
Yeah, being a three-day weekend for most people, you know, a lot of people will probably, you know, head to the big box store this morning, you know, grab some breakfast and then try to tackle some sort of project this weekend. I'm from Michigan originally, and I remember Memorial Weekend was always like the big landscaping kickoff weekend where everyone would go and pull the annual plants and refresh the flower beds and mulch and stuff like that. So if that's what you're going to be doing this weekend and you have any questions, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, hear what you're doing, and answer any questions if you have them. That number is 855-765-1045. On our talk agendas, June 1st, hurricane preparedness. I actually just this morning post a link to the Florida Department of Revenue's page where they talk about our sales tax holiday. They're doing a sales tax holiday for hurricane preparedness or disaster preparedness. That's what they're calling it.
That's a big deal because, you know, all of us need to look at what we still have left over from last year and what we need to get, and all the way up to generators, all, you know, not paying sales tax on that's a big deal.
Exactly. And they have a very nice sheet that just comes out and tells you exactly what qualifies. For instance, there's different categories, but one of them is $750 or less portable generators. So you could head to the big box store this weekend, pick up a portable generator, and get a pretty good deal on it because you're not paying, you know, that sales tax on top of it. So
that's a good deal.
It adds up. It's a good savings. Another thing you want to do is make sure you have your roof inspected. Going into hurricane season, especially right now, it's decently dry out.
Yeah.
It's a good time to take a look at it.
And what what we do at Universal Roofing Contracting, we come out and take a look at your roof, and just keep in mind the amount of storms that have happened over the last year since last season. Have you had your roof looked at? You know, is the you might have a small leak, you might have some storm damage. We do take a look at that. We don't charge to do that. You can reach Universal Roofing Contracting at 904-222-0948. And we'll send somebody right out. We've got our professionals come out, take a look, evaluate what's going on with your roof. And we do that for free. And you may only need the squirrels have maybe eaten your lead boots up, and you need to change from that to a bullet boot, a neoprene rubber with a grate on it that has a lifetime warranty. Maybe you need more ventilation. You know, you got a tree that a branch has fallen out and poked a hole in the roof, and you know, those kind of things. It can be really simple fixes, or you may need a new roof. And I think we got a special going on right now for 0% financing, and so for those who qualify, so great things are happening.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Having having your roof inspected, if you live in an older established community that has large trees, oak trees, pine trees, you know, large trees, you want to have maybe a certified arborist come out, have them come out and take a look, make sure the trees are healthy. You know, if a tree's on its way out, if it's sick and diseased, it's best to take it out by a professional and have a controlled demolition versus something in the middle of a storm where, you know, it just topples and just goes where it's going to go.
Well, just last week, I had the opportunity to go out and see a roof. Got called from a client that they had this dead pine that the beetles had got into it, and
oh, yeah,
the thing was dead. The windstorm comes along. We did their roof a little over a year ago. This tree comes down. It's a two-story house, hits the top level and the bottom level, pokes holes in it, some 5 inches, some 3 inches, some 12 inches, you know, devastating.
Yep.
And another roof the week before, a storm came through, and another limb comes down in the master bedroom, right at the foot of the bed, poked all the way through the roof and through the ceiling. So
wow.
It's really important, especially coming into hurricane season, that you get those trees looked at by somebody that knows what they're doing. Take a good look at it. You don't need it ruining your house, killing you. These
yep.
trees are heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing that can happen is if you look up there and you see that the limbs are, you know, a few feet away from the roof itself, during a windstorm, it's bending those trees over. They're going to scrape the shingles right off your roof and
yep.
do damage. You need to have them trim back, have to get somebody out there to take a look at it, and or you, if you know how to do it, and It's dangerous, though, with a chainsaw, but you really need the kind of lifts, and you need to get up there and climb around, be a tree climber kind of a person in most trees that are around homes.
Yeah, and especially right now with how dry it's been. You know, one of the big things that happens with these trees is that the ground dries up, and then we get a very massive rainstorm. And it saturates the ground quickly. And then what can happen is when wind comes, it can actually just push the tree over because the ground has an issue with the way the water's fallen, and it actually just lifts the root ball right out of the ground. I've seen that before where the tree looked healthy. You probably would have said, oh, that's a healthy tree, and then it falls right over, and there's the big root ball sticking up out of the ground.
Right.
You know, and it's a shame because a lot of these mature trees are beautiful, majestic even, but when it comes to the safety of your family, you definitely want to have someone come out that's a certified arborist to give you their professional opinion.
Yes, so make sure you do that. Make sure that you get Universal Roof and Contracting out there to take a look at your roof. We do that for free, and you can reach the office 904-222-0948. We'd love to talk to you right now. You can give us a call at here at WOKV at 855-765-1045. We'd like to talk to you. Okay, we're coming up on a break now, so we'll talk to you right after the break. Hey, hey, welcome back. This is the In the House radio show. Brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. Jared isn't here today. We are live. This is Ken. I'm Jared's dad. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. And with me is Josh. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Glad to be here, especially on this beautiful Saturday.
Yeah, and it's Memorial Weekend, and first thing I want to do is thank everyone for tuning in today, and we'd love to talk to you. So you can reach us live and be here talking to us at 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. 1045. The show is all about your home improvement questions, so we're live here to talk to you about home improvement. So if you have some project that you'd like to work on, you need maybe some advice to get started, whether it's on your roof or electrical, air conditioning, painting, plumbing, we don't care what it is. We're licensed general contractors and love to talk to you about your projects. The show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. And if you're in need of an estimate, someone to look at your roof, see what's going on, see what the leak is, see if you have storm damage, we're the experts. Started and founded the business in 1972. So I am the founder of Universal Roof and Contracting. You can reach the office 904-222-0948. Also, if you're in need of window and doors, we recommend Renewal by Anderson. The phone number for Renewal by Anderson, and they give free estimates, and is 904-222-8064, 904-222-8064. They come out and give you a free estimate, too.
Yep. We were just talking before the break about the sales tax holiday that's coming up, and
yeah,
I just put that on our Facebook page, which is the In the House Show Facebook page. You can go there and check out the link, and they have a whole list of what's considered tax-free for this holiday, and it's May 31st to June 6th of this year. One of the big things is portable generators, and I know Ken just did a project where rather than go the portable generator route, you went with an automatic standby generator.
Yeah, it's a full house and propane and bring in an electrician. That way you're protecting the grid. In other words, you're not backfeeding into it. It shuts it off. So if you're even going to do a portable and you're going to run your refrigerator, your lights, those kind of things in the house, and you only have a couple come on, you don't want it backfeeding into the system and hurting the people that are out there trying to get our power back on.
Yep, absolutely. The funny thing is, it's not really funny, but it was interesting during the last big storm, you know, the certain dryer plug disappeared from all the shelves of the big box stores. And it's because people were going online and looking up how to backfeed into your panel directly so that they'd have the convenience of just flipping on light switches and not having to run extension cords through their houses to power up refrigerators and things like that. Is it a great idea to have a system set up that can run your home? Absolutely.
Yep.
Is it a terrible idea to do it yourself and not have a transfer switch? Absolutely. Terrible idea.
Unless you're a certified electrician yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
You have to have a transfer switch. Standby generators like what Ken's doing have automatic transfer switches. They detect that the voltage is gone from the power company, and it switches over to the generator when the generator's up and running. But it makes it so that you can't have two streams going at the same time.
Good.
So the power company stream is either there or not, and the generator stream is either there or not. So there's no way to send power that you're generating up the line into the transformer, boosted back up to line voltage of, you know, overhead, and then down the line to potentially kill someone that's working on it. Proper way to do it is to install either a manual transfer switch or an automatic transfer switch. And a manual would serve if you did the portable generator. So you'd, you know, after the storm's over, you'd roll your generator out, safe distance from the house. Do not ever run it in your garage. 100% running a generator in the garage, even with the garage door open, will probably kill you or your family. Do not do it.
Carbon monoxide
poisoning.
I mean, every year we hear about people during hurricanes that do that, thinking they're going to be fine.
Yep.
They leave a window and a garage door open and think they're going to be fine and go to sleep and never wake up.
Doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work. It has to be away from the house. So plan it accordingly. Go to the big box store. Buy your portable generator. Get the proper cord length so you can run it away from your house. Plan out where you want it. Do the sales tax holiday, save some money, and do the manual transfer switch so that when you throw that switch, it's very safe and it'll run a good bit of your home. You know, you can choose the circuits that you want to run. So, for instance, ceiling fans and refrigerators, yep, stuff like that.
That music means we're up onto a break, and we're going to take a break. We'd like to talk to you on the other side of it. You can reach us right now, 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. Talk to you then. Hey, hey, welcome back to the In the House radio show. Usually, Jared is here, but this is Ken, and I am Jared's dad and the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. This show is live today, all about your home improvement questions. So if you have any questions out there and you're got some projects that you're working on today, you'd like some input on some advice on how to get some help with it, that's what I'm here for. Love to talk to you. And you can reach us at WOKV at 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. Any questions that you have, we want to help you with that. We are on this Memorial Day weekend grateful for all of those out there that are currently serving our country in the military. Thank you so much, and God bless you and your families. I am also a veteran. I was in the Vietnam War, was in 1967 and 68 in Vietnam as an Army Ranger, and served there. And I'm grateful for my service to my country and all of those who do that. And thank you for your sacrifice, everyone, and the families of. This show today is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. I am the founder, 140 employees, and grateful to be the leader, and Jared now is running and doing everything, and usually he's here, but his wife's birthday, and they're out of town celebrating that. We do have a 0% finance deal going, so if you're in need of any roofing needs, you can call the office, and we come out and evaluate your roof. Do that for free. Check it out. Give you an estimate. You can reach the office at 904-222-0948. Also, a great sponsor of the show is Renewal by Anderson. They're the best window company in the country. Best windows. They also have a 0% finance thing going. And you can reach Renewal by Anderson, 904-222-8064. We were talking about the hurricane season and how important it is to get the things that you need with tax rebates or not having to pay tax now.
Yeah, the sales tax holiday.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can really get out there, get your shopping done, you know, coming up when that holiday starts, knock all that stuff out, and then, you know, reach to the professionals, you know, like we were talking about earlier, get a licensed arborist to come out, take a look at the trees on your property, have a licensed roofer come out and take a look at your roof. It could be something as simple as your roof's just really dirty, you know, a lot of overhanging trees and stuff. Bring an arborist out, trim the trees up, and then have your roof looked at by a professional. And then maybe have it cleaned. You know, it might just need a cleaning.
Yeah. You can call Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-222-0948. Just remember, when you're getting an evaluation, don't be afraid of it. It's free to get. We're not going to charge you for it. And we have 0% financing if the worst-case scenario, you do need some work. The thing is, when you call us out, we're going to give you the truth. We're not going to tell you something that's not true. We're going to evaluate what you need. You could have a repair that's only a few $100s. Could be next to nothing. And then when it starts this rainy season, which is coming up, and hurricane season, that you don't have to worry about ruining your home or getting leaks inside of your house. It could be something as simple as a lead boot that the squirrels have chewed up, or a branch of a tree fell and poked a hole in, and we just got to fix a shingle or two, or a little piece of plywood, or whatever it is. We're going to take a good look at your roof, and we do that for free. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-222-0948. Okay, we are live here at the In the House radio show on WOKV, and you can give us a call right now, 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045.
Now, I do have a question for you, Ken.
If sure,
you,
John.
If you need
Josh,
to roof,
by the way, is the producer
of the show. Sorry. So, just sliding right in. If you lived along the coast, right on the water, and you know you had storm damage, it's a shingle roof, and you did the claim, your insurance company paid for it. Would you personally, if the roof could support it, go to tile or metal?
Well, that's a great question, and the important thing about a roof and being on the coast to me is putting a peel and stick ice and water shield rubber underlayment directly to the deck, so even if shingles or roofing blow off, you still have it. I am definitely, if you have a home that will support the weight, I love tile. I think tile is the look. But Jared, he likes the metal better. The problem with the coast, you got the salt water thing, and that's a big deal. Now, when it comes to adhering, how do you attach the tile to the roof or the metal to it? With tile, they have spray foam, so you can glue down your roof and be a lot stronger than screwing the roof down. You foam it all down, so every tile on the roof has, there's no nails on the roof, no screws on the roof. You're foaming it, and it's several times stronger than screwing or nailing the roof. So on my own home, I'm in the middle of remodeling. I just built a big man cave garage,
yep.
And I put tile on that, and I foamed it all down. So now you're hundreds of miles an hour wind resistant on a tile roof. Now, if flying debris hits it, it's going to break a tile, but it isn't going to blow off. Plus, you got the peel and stick rubber underlayment. So you really have two roofs on the home. So my recommendation, I love tile.
Okay.
Jared, the other way, loves the metal. And there's great metal products today, and they do make high temperature peel and stick direct to the deck rubber underlayments for metal roofs too, and they're great systems.
What is your thoughts on the, I guess it's, some are calling it the best of both worlds, the metal that looks like tile?
Well, they're great systems. They're beautiful because they look like the tile, and they work amazing, and they are they're all hidden hangers, and they're screwed down. They meet all Miami-Dade wind load requirements, and love to put them on ourselves. We do that all the time, and if you're looking for a free estimate, we'd glad to come out and take a look at your roof. And you can reach the office at 904-222-0948. We come out, take a look at that, and show you the different tile, the different metal, the different shingles. And don't think that you have to get away from shingles. I'm telling you that there's some great roofing products made today that meet all Miami-Dade wind requirements, and they don't cost an arm and a leg. That's a problem with tile and metal. They're more expensive, so if they yep. don't, they, you know, if you got a budget and they don't fit in, they can be very expensive, but a great product.
I love the idea of doing an upgrade along with something like a re-roof. You know, the insurance obviously covers the value of the roof.
Yeah, so that, your current roof.
Right, your current roof.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that, and then the idea of maybe spending a couple more bucks to really go to a higher end tile or metal yeah. or a real high end shingle, it really is kind of top down remodeling, because then you get the roof done, you get the gutters done, and then from there, you know, repaint the house and really completely change the look of a house.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And the good thing about that is right now we got a 0% finance. So we would, as long as you qualify. So, we'd love to come out, take a look at your roof, evaluate it, give you some free estimates. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-222-0948. Hey, we are live today here on WOKV, and you can reach us by calling 855-765-1045. We'd love to talk to you. 855-765-1045. Okay, we're coming up on a break, and we'll be right back. So give us a call. 855-765-1045. Talk to you in a minute. Hey, welcome back to the In the House radio show. We are live here today on WOKV, and we'd love to talk to you. Anything about home improvement, you can reach us right here, right now, 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. The show is all about your home improvement questions, and we'd love to talk to you. It's brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting, and we are your local contractor. I am Ken Mellick. I am Jared's dad and the founder of Universal Roof and Contracting, founded the company in 1972. And you can reach the office and at 904-222-0948. Hey, during the break, they were talking about the Home and Garden Expo over at the Expo Center. We are there. And we'd love to meet you, so please come to our booth and come see us. Schedule your free estimate. We come out, take a look at it. We also do Renewal by Anderson is there, and you can call Renewal by Anderson to schedule your appointment at 904-222-8064, 904-222-8064.
Yep, and we are in the last segment, so let's we're going to go directly to Jim. We have a call,
hey, Jim.
A roofing question, so we're going to get to him before the show's over.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Good to hear you, sir. Question, we have an older house built in 1951, and they tell me that when we do get a new roof, it's going to have to be, because of the angle or the pitch of the roof, it's going to have to be a different kind of roofing on there, more like a flat roof would have, even though it is not a flat roof.
Sure.
I'd never heard of that before. Is that true?
Well, it is. It depends on the pitch. In other words, the only roof that you can have a shingled roof on has to have a pitch of 212. In other words, for every foot of length that it raises in height, 2 inches or more. If it's 2 to 4 inches, you have to have double layer of felt staggered at 18 inches, or you have to do peel and stick underlayment, ice and water shield, and then the roof. Do you know what the pitch of your roof is, Jim?
No, I don't. I've just been told that that's what it is.
Okay, if you'll go out after we get off the phone later, and if you go to the gable end of your roof, measure in 10 feet. If you take the line at the soffit in the front of the house and measure in 10 feet on the level and then measure straight up, if 10 feet, if you have more than 20 inches of rise, then you're good for shingles. If it's less than 20 inches, then you've got to have a flat roof system. I got a better answer for you, too, though. And that's give Universal Roof and Contracting a call. We'll come out and we'll put pitch gauges on it and we'll evaluate it. Now, they have some really good roofing products, even if your system is under the 212. There's some good products made today, and there's some great shingles, too, that are made that you need to take a look at. The office number, I'll give that to you, is 904-222-0948. They're going to come out for free, no charge. And
all right, I will give you a call and make the appointment.
That's
awesome.
Thank
you very much, Ken.
You bet. You bet, and good luck with that, Jim. And I hope, what do you think, it's less than, or do you think it is a more than that?
I think, I have been told that it is less than.
Okay.
We had some repairs done to it after the last hurricane.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do the whole roof, but the insurance company wouldn't do it.
Wow.
So we're going to have to do it ourselves.
Well, let us take a look at that. We're experts with insurance and that, those kind of things, so we'd love to help you with that. So give us call. It's 904-222-0948. Thanks for your call today, Jim. Good luck and have a great Memorial Day.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Thanks for your call, Jim. We really appreciate it. And all of those that are listening, if you'd like to talk live to us, there's only a few minutes, but we'd love to talk to you. 855-765-1045. The show is In the House and brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. And you can reach the office. We've got 0% financing now and some great discounts. 904-222-0948. When it talks about roofing systems and he's talking about the pitch on his roof being under 212, it is a modified system. It works really well. They're peel and stick, and they stick down very, very well and meet all the wind uplift stuff. They are a little more expensive than the shingles, but great, great product.
Well, and the funny thing is that you could actually have a home that has a 6 or 7 or 8-12 pitch, but it's got some you know, kind of architectural things that the builder did where it does lead into an area like that.
Yeah, the dead valleys.
Right, and he's right. The code won't allow shingles there.
Hey, it's been a great show. Thanks for tuning in to WOKV. This is the In the House radio show brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. Give us a call. We'd love to come out and see you at 904-222-0948 or call Renewal by Anderson, 904-222-8064. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Ken and Josh. God bless you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Love you. See ya.